Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. If you're new to the program, you should know by now that the first hour is everything but Chazonis. That's cantorial music. And the second hour is strictly Chazonis. Go right through. And one of the delights about doing this program is the fact that there are no commercials and I can play very lengthy selections. I don't have to worry about cutting things short. I can go 8, 9, 10, 11 minutes, which I will be doing today for a couple of selections. And I know that you'll love what I'm playing. I hope you will anyway. So I also want to welcome listeners to Nachum Siegel's Thursday evening program. He is on WSNR from 7 to 9 and then from 9 to 10. They play this 1 hour for those who love Chazonis. So we're hoping that there are more people listening and tuning into this wonderful music. You can reach me, by the way, at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. By the way, if you want some more information about the trip to Israel by the Chizuk group, that's also just a very simple way to reach me. The first selection for this hour of Chazonis will be someone who of whom I am very fond. You know, I don't mince words when I really like someone. You don't hear me too much about what my dislikes, I guess, but I guess you do hear my likes. And you know that there are two young cantors of whom I am very fond. To say the least, one, as you heard me earlier, talking about Zevi Muller, and the other is Yanky Lemmer. And Yanky came out with this absolutely wonderful, wonderful CD just a week or two ago. It was released 3 weeks ago in Israel, and it's now really a hot seller here in the United States. And it's Yanky Lemmer, L-E-M-M-E-R. And we're going to be starting off the Hour of Chazonis with Av Horachamim. It's by Israel Shor and an arrangement also by Ofer Sobel. And I dedicate this to my friend Paul Schneck. Paul, you're able to get it finally. Oh, welcome to the program, Paul. And I only wish you good health. And we want to hear you listen to this music for many, many more years to come. So we're going to begin with Av Horachamim by Yanky Lemmer, and right after that we'll be getting to our great segment, by the way, GCL, Guest Chazonis Lover, and it will be cantor Steve Roth coming right up. But first, Av Horachamim, new album, Yanky Lemmer.
Oh, yeah. musim huyerachem, mama musim huyerachem.
Oh,
φλέγει τα βασιλόμι.
That was Yanky Lemmer with his wonderful rendition of Av HaRachamim. Well, I hope I have with me on the air Steve Cantor, Steve Roth. Steve, are you with me?
I am with you. How are you, Charlie?
Okay. You know, I'm learning how to do these controls, and I'm always worried because I don't have an engineer. I'm the engineer and the announcer and whatever.
You're the everything man.
Everything. And it's working. I'm always amazed when it works.
I'm glad it's working.
Yes. Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're a cantor in Passaic.
Right. We have our own little shul in the basement, but I've been davening since I was 18 as a bal tefillah. And I grew up in Borough Park, in the two main shuls that I grew up in Beth Israel, which is on 11th Avenue, and Linden Heights, which is on 9th Avenue. Both shuls were always had chazanim, so I basically grew up with chazanut. And when I was about 14, we got into the whole singing thing. We had a cappella groups amongst our friends, and we had friends who were in the Koussevitzky choir. And I got hooked on Koussevitzky, and basically I went to hear Moshe Koussevitzky every possible chance I could. And we were there the last time, the final time that he davened,
wow,
which was on Shavuos 1966. And he davened the first day, he davened Shacharis, and he didn't come out, so to speak, for Musaf. And my friends and I looked at each other and we said, that's it, we heard him for the last time. And unfortunately,
wow,
a few months later, he was nifter.
Wow.
So I really, you know, grew up with Chazanot for all of my life. And I got involved in a very strange way. When I was 18, I was the Bal Tokei. I blew the shofar for my Rebbe in the yeshiva that I was learning at. And the second night of Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Shachris came over to me and said, I lost my voice, I need you to daven Shachris tomorrow morning. And I said to him, but I never daven Shachris Rosh Hashanah. And he said, well, I know your father is an excellent Baal Tefillah, which he was, and you went with him when he davened when you were a young boy, and I'm sure it rubbed off on you.
Wow.
And I went home that night to, you know, to eat dinner with my parents. And as we were eating, I said to my father, by the way, they asked me to daven Shacharis tomorrow morning. And my father said, what do you know about davening Shacharis? I said, well, try me out. So he said, how do you do Hamelech? And I did Hamelech. And then he said, how do you do Yotras? And I did Yotras. How do you do Avos? And I did Avos. And he said, okay, you can daven. And that's how my that's how I began as a chazan. But the truth is, I really didn't make the jump till about I was 40, and I have to thank Cantor Neil Gininger for doing what he did for me. When I went to YU to, you know, audition for a position for Yom Noraim, Neil said he didn't know who I was, and I had to audition for him. And he said to me, my nusach was excellent, but I would do well if I took voice lessons. And strangely enough, coincidentally, Cantor Ira Greenberg, who is a good friend, mentioned to me about a week before that he was studying with Danny Gildar in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me Danny's phone number, and I studied with Danny for about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And that was really the leap to the next stage.
Interesting.
And that was really a great thing. I've also had the pleasure of studying with Cantor Yosef Malavani and Cantor Nussin Glick.
Wow, you've hit them all. Yes. Neil Gininger brought a choir to one of my concerts in New Brunswick in the early 90s. I had the pleasure of meeting him then. And I've always, as you perhaps know, I'm a big proponent of choirs, and I'm just hoping that someday there will be some great choirs here in the metropolitan area. They seem to exist in every other great center of Jewish life, in South Africa, in Australia, in England, in parts of Europe, but somehow or other it's missing here in the United States. By the way, were you friendly with Marty Einhorn in the shul on 11th?
I know who he was. Yeah, he was a little bit older than me, so we didn't really hang out together.
So we were in some. I was involved with some concerts there. I think we once had a talent search there.
Right, I remember that. It was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It's something that I'm hoping, if there's going to be a revival, that's one of the things that really I think can be quite successful.
It would be a great thing, because there is a lot of talent out there. And unfortunately, the art of chazanut for davening has been falling by the wayside. There's a lot of interest in concerts.
Right.
We have cantorial concerts, 5,000 people show up. But put a chazan up for davening on a Shabbos morning and forget about it.
Well, I think hopefully there's a new crop that's coming up, and I know I've met you through the Cantorial Council of America, and they are hopefully, they're going to have some interesting programs for the future also.
Right, right.
Okay, so now tell us about the first selection. For those listeners who might be new, we have this section, GCL Guest Chazonist lover. And just a heads up, we're going to have Abe Himmelstein and Danny Schwartz and Julian Price will be coming up. But this evening, we have cantor Steve Roth. And what we do is ask for their two favorite selections. And that's a very hard thing to come up with, I know.
Yes, it is. I chose Adhena, which was written by Rosenblatt, by Yesula Rosenblatt. The reason I did that was I find that to be a beautiful piece in that there are different musical styles. You have the chazonos, you have operatic, and towards the end you have a little bit of jazz built into it, and then you come back at the end with the chazonos. And there are just so many varying tones and notes that are being hit. And, you know, my favorite recording of that was by Koussevitzky, because in Micha Mocha, towards the end, he hits notes that I've never heard anybody else hit.
Yes.
But it's a beautiful piece. It's really an interesting chazonist piece because it contains all those different elements.
Yeah, quite a variety. And, you know, I've been doing this for 33 years, and listeners who have been with me all those years know that this is my favorite selection. And every once in a while, and I should be doing this in the near future, I play Moshe Stern, Moshe Koussevitzky, Itzhemir Helfgott, and Yesula doing Adhena and showing how each of the greats of their generations handled it. So without...
Actually, Charlie, before you start the piece, the first time I heard the piece, it was done by Moshe Stern. Had a concert at the Young Israel of Hillcrest, has to be 20, 25 years ago.
Right.
And then I heard Koussevitzky do it, and I thought Stern really outdid himself.
Uh-huh.
But again, at that Micha Mocha,
yes,
Koussevitzky hits notes that nobody else has been able to hit.
True.
But
true.
That it's a most wonderful, wonderful piece.
Okay, so this is the great Yesula, and it's a recording from the 20s, and it's Adhena.
Oh. Adheinu azorano rachamecho Velo yazovono Tasu adereto Yal Ve'yaltitzinu abishem lo yikevenu Lo netzach, lo netzach, lo reitach Ahalitin evori Evori Lagi to buono, vero. Ma che si muove nella vasta mia pelo, vero. Ma che si muove nella vasta mia pelo, vero. Il sol a cielo santo bevino, e in Yoi tu mi vara con il sabato come guaro e rano ma che gare se vega mi te vega me come se vuoi ma che hai no Eine hei Yoi tu mi vara con il sabato come guaro e rano ma che gare se vega mi te vega me come se vuoi ma che hai no E si ho E si ne ho Male che no Le live forever. This is God forever. If I live on my with all the care of a quiet season in its metal, I do my faithful soul. All as my soul, so I'm not so mad, I know how to say. Oh,
Well, that's
wow.
you know, it's interesting. That was recorded about 90. Let's see, 1925 would be 95 years ago, and we don't realize that how primitive the recording equipment was in those days. And
if only we could record his voice on today's equipment.
That's for sure.
It would be unbelievable.
For sure. And I also, you know, I don't know if you are aware, I collect the old Victrolas. And when you
right.
hear that played on an old Victrola with a steel needle digging into the old 78, it sounds magnificent, because that's the way it was meant to be played on that. It wasn't.
Right.
And when they re-recorded it and they transposed it electronically. Mm. Somehow or other, it lost something in the process, unfortunately.
Right.
Unfortunately. By the way, tell us a little bit about life in Passaic.
Well, Passaic has grown from when I moved to this town almost 40 years ago. We were literally a handful of frum guys, young guys. There were three shuls to daven, three Orthodox shuls to daven in at that time. And today we're a community of over 2,000 families. We have several yeshivas. We have a Beis Yaakov, we have a Masifta, we have four kollelim. And Shabbos morning you have a choice of any one of 23 places to daven.
Uh-huh.
So we have grown a little bit.
Yes. Well, I remember Passaic through my involvement with ShopRite in the 60s, and I was involved with Danny Solomon.
Sure.
That was, I guess you may remember Solomon's ShopRite on Maine.
Sure, on Maine Avenue.
Yes, and Danny was a good friend. We were involved at Pathmark together with real estate and the like. But I remember Passaic, and I remember going to his shul, which was conservative, and I guess
right.
it's Orthodox now.
Correct. Yes. That was really the big change that happened when the Ahavas Israel, basically they were having trouble getting minyan on Shabbos,
uh-huh.
and a bunch of Orthodox guys says, well, we'll help you, but you've got to give us what we want, and basically they agreed, and the shul has grown to what I would dare say is one of the one or two biggest shuls in Passaic today.
Interesting. Interesting.
And, they just redid the whole interior of the shul.
Wow.
And it's really, really beautiful. And a lot of credit goes to the Rabbi Ron Eisenman.
Uh-huh. And I remember Rabbi Wasserman was a good friend.
He's my Masada Kedushin. He's one of the reasons we moved to Passaic.
Oh, really? Because
my wife actually, if I may interrupt you one second,
sure.
My wife actually was born and bred in Passaic.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
And she lived one house down from the Wassermans, and I knew Rabbi Wasserman through my involvement with NCSY.
Uh-huh.
And when he came to Passaic, I was actually working in Clifton at the time. And we hooked up again, and he was my Masada Kedushin, and he and his wife were actually the matchmaker.
Interesting. Well, he was on my radio show for many years, giving a weekly commentary. And
right, I remember that.
Oh, he's terrific. Okay, what's our next selection?
Our next selection is an Asana Tokef done by Cantor Naftali Hershtick with the Great Synagogue Choir, led by Eli Yaffe. And, you know, besides Naftali Hershtick being who he is and a wonderful chazan in his own right, I happen to love Eli Yaffe because he's a magnificent musician. And he's probably one of the best conductors that I've ever known, both for choral and for orchestra. And I believe the piece was written by Mati Lazar. The first time I heard this piece was actually on Shimon Farkas's CD when he came out with it when he was the chazan at the Concord.
Uh-huh.
Shimon and I were friends. We grew up together. We went to high school together. He was the leader of the Glee Club, which I was a member of.
Uh-huh.
And we had been friends for many, many years. And when he came out with the CD, he sent me a copy of it. And I fell in love with the piece. Just because, again, there are so many different styles of music within the piece. And it's a very meaningful piece the way it's done, and I give Mati a lot of credit for that.
Yes,
He's quite a guy. So, yes, so this selection is a rather lengthy one, but it's certainly, as I said at the beginning of the hour, that's one of the pleasures about doing the program on the internet with no commercials. we can just go through. So, Steve Roth, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us and your two favorites. And this will be Unasana Tokov with the Jerusalem Great Synagogue Choir and Naftali Herstick.
Thank you for the opportunity, Charlie.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Unet anet oces kedushat hayom kedushat hayom Thank you.
No!
Wow, is that some piece? Well, Steve Roth, Cantor Steve Roth, thank you for sharing that your two favorite selections, and that Kavak chorus is so beautiful and so unique. I was just sitting here smiling. It was just beautiful. So, Steve, thank you so much. Okay, I was going to debut Bela Herskovitz tonight, but I'm going to save that for next week. He was the This Is Your Life cantor. I'll tell you more about that. Some of you young people don't know about This Is Your Life, but if you're from this generation, my old generation, you remember that. But Bela Herskovitz, and there was a concert with Eddie Cantor at Carnegie Hall, and our Jack Grossman was kind enough to lend me the album, one of the few albums that I don't have in my collection, and I'll be debuting that next week. But in the meantime, let's go to an excellent cantor of today, and that is Moshe Shulhoff, and we'll hear Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Moshe Shulhoff.
Achenu, Achenu, Achenu kol beis Yisroel. Achenu, Achenu kol beis Yisroel. Yisroel anisunim batzorah uvashiviyo.
Yerachem
mokoi mi rachei malehen, aler beyen. Vioi tzi yevein, vioi tzi mitzorol yerevocho, me afelo le yoido umishibut 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 digi yolo.
Fastest 2 hours in Jewish music, in Jewish radio, I guess. I hope you enjoyed these 2 hours of soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, welcoming you to come back next week and many more weeks in the future to share this soul music together. If you wish to become a guest Chazonist lover, a GCL, God forbid, guest Chazonist lover, you can contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. And as I mentioned, there are a few lined up for the next few weeks. Julian, I hope you'll be back soon, and Abe and David, look forward to your selections. Received a couple of phone calls about information for the trip in May, Americans for Safe Israel. Just go to afsi.org, afsi.org, and you can get information about the Chizuk trip that will take place the second week of May. You'll be there for Yom Yerushalayim and Yom Chevron, two great celebrations, and I'll be on that trip. I look forward to perhaps meeting some of you. It'd be nice to spend a week together in the Holy Land, the real Holy Land, not Tel Aviv and Haifa, although, I guess all of Israel is holy, I guess, but the land of the Bible is a little bit east and south of some of those areas. Anyway, thanks for joining with me. Again, it's cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. And again, thanks for joining with me. And Steve Roth, Cantor Steve Roth, thank you so much for being our GCL this evening. ¶¶